23 hours.
Against the premature maize sales. Zambia Land Alliance calls for faster action on land security policies. And in African news, the locals dispute Nigerian army claims of 31 rescued after Easter attack. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Chief Shaibila of the Lala speaking people in Mukushi district has gotten members of the community to refrain from selling their maize prematurely to buyers. The message was delivered on behalf of the chief by committee member Geshom Nganda during a meeting held at Kalubula community. He warns that any individuals are found selling or buying maize before the appropriate time risk facing serious consequences. Students under the Constituency Development Fund in Gwembe Constituency have raised concerns over their warfare challenges at Eden University. The concerns emerged during a monitoring visit by the Gwembe Town Council to selected learning institutions. Some students complained about delayed meal allowances for January, saying the situation has made it difficult to access food. One student, Stenchada Sianchika, said he has not attended classes since reporting in January due to the challenges. Another student, Aaron Mangani, cited poor security at the boarding house after his food was stolen. Despite this, the students thanked the government for the sponsorship.
Planning and fight breaking, and I know
batu wanyi mbiye jino mingatari ya mbiye ya uzwamu kusini kenywa ya uza mbiye uli hizi na kwa jala kwa inka unganda mapari mtuwe kwa wangu ya tukukua kwa unganda kwa waisha zimezi ino bindi meta hindi mbiye kwa waisha kama waisha wanjina inaia kwa njiri bilese ni ya prandi what is prandi ndi nkambu mutu imani so nga ndamba uti kutana nga ndarumba uka kwa uti kwa uti nga kundi le dara mzira njimu ya njimu ya njimu ya njimu ya njimu ya njimu ya ndaga bwe ga wo ndi na pali nto tuna ga ndi na wo no ba ga matu ngene mwane ya wi which means ndera ma days ya u bacha ba jani ndaga zini.
In response, Eden University management says a January meal allowances will be paid before the end of the term. Compliance manager Eric Silupumbwe attributed the delays to procurement challenges, while assistant to the dean Snanzeni Limbusha said one affected student is awaiting a placement at another college.
So, in the beginning, of course, we gave you the alternatives of the programs that are running under CBS just to see if it's all changed, but he indicated that he has a site problem, so the only program he can take is plumbing and hard shipping. So we communicated to the council and asked if it's possible that we can actually engage him at another institution. Since he's alone, it's going to be very costly for us to run it with an individual. So we got the go ahead through, of course, later the council decision for us to work that. Yes, and we have since found for him a place to do his program.
Kitwe District Commissioner Wance Mongonomo has clarified that the recent partial collapse of an abandoned tailings dam in Luangwa was caused by a combination of aging infrastructure, neglect, illegal activities, and waste build-up. Mr. Ngonomo says initial water tests show a neutral pH level of 7, indicating the water is not acidic. However, he has raised concern over possible heavy metal contamination and increased turbidity, which may be affecting aquatic life. He adds that fish deaths have already been reported in a nearby river, with investigations underway to determine the extent of the pollution. Meanwhile, Cropper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has called on the dam owners to take responsibility for the damage. Mr. Matambo has also directed that a comprehensive assessment be conducted to establish the impact on the environment, including the Kafue River, crops, and surrounding communities.
In the area where I fell, somebody had dug a bit, water collected, and just caused the thing to fail. Now, it failed, and the tailings flew into a stream. The good news is that those tailings are not that acidic. The first measurements at the point of entry to that stream, when our teams measured, which is ZEMA, MRC, our local authority, which is public health, when they measured, the pH was 7. They measured in different areas, the pH is showing you that the water is alkaline, it's not acidic.
The Zambia Land Alliance has expressed concern over the slow pace of implementing policies aimed at strengthening land security, despite the directives by President Hakainde Hichilema. ZLA Executive Director Patrick Mosole says there is need to fast-track the development of guidelines and legal reforms to bridge the gap between policy and action. Mr. Mosole notes that delays in amending laws such as the Lands Act are slowing progress in land administration. He says improved land security is key to attracting investment and supporting national development. Mr. Msole has since urged government to address implementation challenges, stating that the gap between the policy pronouncements and actual execution remains the biggest hurdle.
Land tenure security.